Cha-cheer, cha-cheer. What's going on, everyone? Why am I talking with a southern accent? I don't know. Anyway, this is episode 3 of El Podcast. Sunday, 9 p.m., 9:32 p.m., Sunday, July 23rd, 2017. How are you? Anyway, Sunday. Everyone's got to go back to work tomorrow. Everyone's free. Either you have anxiety, you're still drinking, or maybe you have both anxiety and drinking. I'm having a little rosé right now. Anyway, I thought tonight I would go over a little bit of what's in Reddit that I've seen over the last hour. Basically, the last thing I just saw was something about AI overtaking a lot of careers in the U.S. This is a thread that was posted. Watch now, I probably can't find it. That'd be pretty funny. Oh, yeah. Currently, right now, it's number 25 on the list. Billionaire Mark Cuban says, "The rise of technology will cause a lot of unemployment." And he quotes, "There's going to be a lot of unemployed people replaced with technology, and if we don't start dealing with that now, we're going to have some real problems." I read some of the comments, which are pretty interesting, but for the most part, you know, there is some truth to what he's saying. But with a lot of what Mark Cuban says, it's always a little bit skewed to the extreme. I think the last thing I saw him say was something to the extent about moving his team to the Eastern Conference because it's just unfair for the Mavs. Yeah, it's true, but the NBA is not just going to do that for him. There's other teams that are getting run over, like the Miami Heat and other teams of that caliber. Let me see, who else is in? I can't even remember who's in the Eastern Conference anymore. Eastern Conference NBA. Well, obviously the Knicks. Just teams that are completely just fucked. Celtics, good team. Cavs, obviously. But, you know, a lot of these teams, I think, just, well, I really don't know. The Eastern Conference is just completely fucked, though, for the most part. They just don't have anyone, any team that can beat any of those Western Conference teams. They're just too stacked. I mean, I don't know how it got so lopsided, to be honest. It just became completely one-sided, which is kind of comical. Toronto, I mean, some of these teams are good, too. Boston, Cleveland, Toronto. Which, years ago, if any of these teams, you know, I mean, Toronto has a good 1-2 punch with, you know, Lowry and DeRozan? Yes. Lowry and DeRozan. I mean, it's a good 1-2 punch. And I don't know how that little guy in Boston has been able to do it by himself, but clearly they did really well. I know it's not just him carrying, but it just seems like he's a guy that, he's their main scorer. I mean, Chicago was good for a while, then they just kind of fell apart. Obviously, my beloved Knicks are just a piece of shit. I don't foresee them being good anytime soon. But anyway, going back to this Reddit thing with Mark Cuban, some of the comments are pretty interesting. Obviously, AI will be something that we have to fear in the future, but I think the fact of the matter is, in my amateur opinion, is that a lot of this stuff will happen slower than people think. Now, granted, it would drastically hurt some people more than others. However, there's no telling where that roulette ball may land. So, with that said, drink up. Because we don't fucking know. But it is interesting, though, because you think about certain things. People make claims about housing, construction, all these technical trade jobs being safe because they still require manual labor. I mean, in theory, it only takes one person to create a machine that could eliminate your job. So, How safe are you then? I don't know. And if you have $100 million worth of loans, how the fuck are you supposed to make a salary and not default on your debt and pay your bills and get drunk and do drugs and go out and party? Get out, go out and party. I don't know. How the fuck do you do it? That's all assuming that automation destroys every job. What will jobs look like in the future for the future generation? I have no idea. But people do, in this thread, present some pretty interesting commentary. One person's talking about truck drivers being fucked. I could see that happening. But you'd also have to assume that the highway interstate system becomes somewhat more automated, which, if we can't even get the roads redone, there's no chance that we're going to be, or, I mean, not even the roads, fuck that, I mean, the bridges and tunnels. Bridge and tunnels. I have no idea how you're going to automate a driverless car system if you can't get roads in every individual city to be fixed. I mean, that kind of helps us out in some ways. Because if you can't get roads fixed, because the cities won't pay for them and the government won't pay for them, then the technology is useless. So having all this shitty infrastructure, I guess, kind of works in our favor. Huh. Even though I'm not a truck driver, but still, I mean, kind of scary to think some of the stuff. I guess one guy talking here about working in a factory and would never believe that a machine could automate lifting pallets and all this other shit. So a job that used to take 10 people now is limited to one, and I never would have thought of 10 years ago. Well, I mean, that's fair. I mean, that shit's kind of... I mean, I guess anything labor intensive and repetitive, I guess, can be automated, like assembling cars, moving containers full of goods. I guess, I mean, if you think about it, housing seems to be pretty repetitive if you really didn't want a custom house. But I mean, the infrastructure of a house seems pretty standard. I mean, you have to frame it. Obviously, if you want like a really over-the-top customized house, there could be a lot of variations to that. But for the most part, it seems like if you just wanted to post up an entire suburban neighborhood, you could probably do it with a machine if you had the right automation, AI created. I don't know. Anyway, that was one thread here in Reddit that if you're interested in wasting an hour of your time, I just read it for pretty much 30 minutes and just got lost in all the commentary. I think it's kind of weird for the amount of people who post on this thread. I think I've only seen one person get a star, which actually, now that I think about it, I have no idea what that star means. Go or give gold. I have no idea what that means. You get, let me just click it, see. Give gold. Wants to say thanks to Fat Dubes. Fat Dubes for this comment. Give them a month of Reddit gold by purchasing Reddit gold. Oh. Give gold often, consider buying credits to use the 40%. So you can pay someone for their... So literally for... I mean, that's kind of awesome. So you could use PayPal, Bitcoin, credit card. That actually leaves another thing too. What would suck is if money was extinguished. What if suddenly in 30 years we didn't use standardized currency as the primary form of payment and there was suddenly Bitcoin? Then again, well, then I know I just read something actually the other day that said that they found something, some error in the privacy of the blockchain for Bitcoin. So I think that's why Bitcoin has been cratering recently. Let's see. BTC to USD charge. Oh, never mind. I guess it has been cratering. Let's see. CoinDesk. 1 month. Whoa. On July 17th. July 16th, it went to $1,898. $1,898 USD to Bitcoin. Gee, that is so crazy. And now it's back all the way up to 2,800. Holy shit. Well, 27. How is this even possible? It's so volatile. Let's see over the last 3 months. Over the last 3 months, Bitcoin. My anniversary. May 24th. $2,476 USD per Bitcoin. And it's just bounced around. Jeez, but it's so volatile. April 26th, $1,200. $1,284. So right now, so to summarize, April 25th, it was $1,263. Then it went up to $3,018 June 11th. And then it came back down to a low. Well, it's second lowest point in the last 3 months to 1938. So it went from June 11th, 3018 to 1938, July 16th. And now it's back up to 2762, I guess, currently. So that's so fucking crazy. I would never fuck with this. Although I know people that do. So, more power to you. I mean, if I wanted some market exposure, I'd be all about this shit, but fuck that for me right now. Anyway, okay, so what were we talking about? Bitcoin. Oh, currency. So, currency, if somehow currency change from the standard forms it is now to something else, what the fuck would happen? I don't know. But, I mean, just going by this chart, there's no chance this is happening anytime soon, because shit. I mean, this would be fun to play around with. This is a game, but if you wanted a solid retirement investment, this is probably not it. Although, you just look. Let's see. You look from. God, if you look from June 13th, 2015 to now, June 15th, 2015, $245 USD per Bitcoin, going up to today, and like I said before, $2,783, whatever it is. I mean, this, I don't think this thing is in real time, but 20, oh shit. It's crazy. $245 all the way up to $2,700. That's a nice piece of coin. Huh, pun intended, I guess. Anyway, so I guess there was some article that said, though, that there's now a more secure and private version of Bitcoin that cannot detect the, you cannot trace the blockchain, because that's the whole pitch on Bitcoin, I guess, for the most part, is that it's undetectable. The transaction, the history of transaction is undetectable. But I guess now, apparently, you can trace it back, which has, I guess, a lot of people, if you're buying drugs in mass quantity or other weird shit, I have no idea, sex or hiring hit people, all illegal shit, you'd just be scared. So, I don't know what the alternative to Bitcoin is. I'm sure someone knows. I don't, but I was listening to some article that said that this guy, I think, you know what, actually, it was a Radiolab, I'm pretty sure. It was a Radiolab from 2 weeks ago. See if I could find it. As I start playing it, that's not it. Let's see if I could find it. Oh, this no. Is Callie from My bad. Shut up. Null and void, that is not it. Nukes, shots fired. CRISPR, what the fuck? There was one that I did listen to. Or maybe it was something else. How I Built This? That's also a good podcast, by the way. But all stories are kind of... No, it's a good podcast. Definitely listen to it. It's pretty interesting. The one who made the fucking blankets for kids. That one's incredible. Took a lot of work, though. A little insane. Let's see. Can't find it. Anyway, there was some NPR podcast thing that talks about a more secure version of Bitcoin. If you could find it, let me know. Anyway, so Bitcoin will not be taking over the US dollar anytime soon, as far as I know, in my layman's opinion. But let's go back to Reddit here. Let's see what else we got. Painting improvement over 2 years. Who gives a shit about that? Maybe I should just go straight to news. Holy shit. Wisconsin company to implant microchips in employees. There's no way this is real. Wisconsin company is about to become the first in the U.S. to offer microchip implants to its employees. It's also from a local news station, which I never believe. Yes, you read that right. Microchip implants. It's the next, quote, it's the next thing that inevitably going to happen, and we want to be a part of it. Says Three Square Market chief executive. The company designs software for break room markets that are commonly found in office complexes. What? There's a market for that? Just as people are able to purchase items at the market using phones, Westby wants to do the same thing using a microchip implanted in a person's hand. Fuck that. Are you kidding me? Will come up, scan the item, explained, while showing how the process will work at an actual break room market kiosk. Quote, will hit pay with a credit card, and it's asking to swipe my proximity payment now. Hold up my hand up, just like a cell phone, and it'll pay for my product. That is the dumbest. Each chip size is about the grain of a single. Each chip is about the size of a single grain of rice. Market kiosks for office complexes. That's, I feel like that's similar to owning a chain of malls. I feel like it's kind of a dying. I just guarantee that's one thing that might go away. I think going to an office will be eradicated quicker than actual jobs themselves. I think people will work remotely more so than anything. Because it's just a waste of time. It's another waste of time. Another added stress. If you could just do your job from anywhere. Especially if you live far away. If you don't have a commute. There's less stress on you. Granted. I don't think you'll completely remove the office place from work. I think it's important for meetings and so forth. But I think the importance of being in an office day to day will be less of a important factor. Who knows? I don't know. So what this guy said, along with purchasing the market kiosk items, employees will be able to use the chip to get into the front door and log into their computers. Fuck that. I would never do that. That seems like the worst idea ever. Each chip costs $300 if the company is picking up the tab. They've implanted between a person's thumb and forefinger. There's no GPS track at all, he said. Huh. Sure. Yeah, but you guys, the government will definitely be fucking with that. I at least think so. Me personally. if it was my opinion. No one who works at Three Square Markets will try to get the chip implant. Not required, but it'll be suggested that you do. If you're a team player, if you know what I mean. So, anyway, that's really interesting. Actually, let's see the comments on that. It should be pretty funny. Huh, top comment. I'll take the traditional employee ID card, thank you. Yeah, agree. They or implant a chip owned by my company into my hand. Just give me another card. Yeah, no kidding. I've seen her. You will need to pay the data transfer fee of $500. This will include health and purchasing data, which is now sole property of EnviroCorp's parent company. Would you like to upgrade your account to middle management with this evening schedule? Private office, where most of the budgeting will occur, a budget which occurs money, leave them unless until reality sets it, and then fly away to wherever. I was one of those consultants. Like, it's like a they're like literally like work gypsies. They just charge you a fly away. Like they never existed. Yeah, it's true. They are the corporate version of, and then just disappear. And leave nothing to show for it. Just anyone who has a consultant that actually helped them. 90% of people have a pretty cool job if you are one. To come in and tell someone else and implement a process that a better after sitting at your desk for less than a day. Sure. Okay. Thread here. Work at a company, get break room chip paint implanted in your hand, access and access covers that there's a chip for everything. Car, key chip, smart home chip. Every year, because plans keep changing. In 40 years, work 50 different jobs, 30 different healthcare plans, 8 cars, 10 apartments, 2. We had to pay for things with actual money. Now, y'all so spoiled. Just wave your hand. There's no way. Why would you ever put a chip in your hand for a job? I work for that guy. There's no chance that would do that. Wow. The upvoting really falls off after that one. Because of what it says, on Friday, Google ironically celebrated, let alone media theorist Marshall, seemed to promote a critique of the internet called narcissistic hypnosis. Damn, that's a pretty accurate statement, though. I mean, that thinking that people really care about what the fuck I'm talking about. Well, I think it's therapeutic for myself, personally. That's why I'm doing it. For the sake of me doing it, why not? Let's see here. I've been looking at housing lately, which just depresses me. Shit's just so expensive. With 4,822 upvotes. U.S. condominium. Click. Wait. Condominium average monthly rental prices. So people are renting. If that's what I think this is, let's just click on the map and see what this is. So, there's a lot of red in California here, and New York. San Francisco's like... I got upvoted, because no shit. He put a map that was color-coded, but didn't attach price. Dark red represents 3,500. But why? Here is the updated version of the map. Let's see. U.S. average monthly rentals. Average monthly rentals. By city. 1838. Wow. It's expensive. Shit. Los Angeles. That shit is crazy. But Denver is expensive, man. 2009. Miami, 1840. I just don't understand how people live in Miami. What do you do there? It's not like there's a... I don't know. There's not a state that's based in Miami, except maybe drugs and athletes and... But what's there now? I have no idea. We should look at that next. But what's happening there is truly problematic for many people who can no longer afford to live there. Yeah, no shit. It's also San Francisco is so small. It's just... impossible for things. But let's see. New York, 2376. Boston, 2364. Art, there's a bunch of shit. I don't know. Media. So whatever's in Miami, 1162. It's actually shockingly higher than I thought. Where the fuck is this guy? I don't know. I hope this sticky... Let's see where his fucking data is. I don't know where his fucking data... Also, averages aren't really that helpful. Because there might be some absurd rents in some of these cities. I also even buy that the average rent in Houston's $1,538. I'd probably say it's a little bit supporting that average. Anyway, that's a pretty interesting link. But don't fucking buy this guy's data. Let's see what else we got here as we get further down. Damn, things are up. And I'll do it for the... for the past 24 hours. Damn. 87,000 upvotes in the past 24 hours, and it's titled, well, comma, shit. It's a video game thing, obviously. It's so stupid. Don't understand it. Let's just see what it is, though, so I can try to describe it. It's a GIF of, I want to say it's someone playing that game Minecraft. And it's still going. I have no idea what the fuck's going on. Fuck this thing. It's so stupid. Let's move on to 4 years ago. An anonymous Twitter color as my grandparents in Austria. This picture was famous in their nursing home as it was the only thing that made her smile on her final days. Oh, that's really nice. Damn, that's so cool. Damn, that's a really good coloring job. And someone gave gold. Good for them. That's really nice. Let's end tonight on this. Doggy day at work after the floors are waxed. Oh, shit. Those dogs completely just slid across the ground. Just a wax floor, dog skitty across it. That's pretty badass. I think it's that guy from... That's pretty funny. Very cool. Anyway, that's pretty much it for tonight. But, you know, I'll try to make this monthly. Maybe, hopefully, weekly. Thing where I just and oh yes, wait, let's just take one more look. We got an angry woman. These are always good. Let's just see what this is about. Lady tries to assault 14-year-old boy. Whoa, shit. Whoa. This woman gets out of her car. Oh my god, there's some crazy redneck woman. Reverses in her busted Toyota Camry. Barefoot. She reverses, gets out. Starts yelling at a 14-year-old kid. She gets out of the car, she's barefoot. Wow, this woman's crazy. Damn. That's kind of funny. That kid probably... should have just walked away. I would be scared of that woman. Anyway. That's tonight's podcast. Hope everyone has a good Monday morning. I'm sure it'll be thrilling. Anyway, hopefully we'll talk soon. Keep it real. Hold it down. We'll be back with you some point during the middle of the week. Peace out, folks.